Welcome back. It's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula, the business school for dance studio owners, but you already know that. And welcome to another fun lesson. In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you the 11 revenue streams you can introduce into your business today. Hang on tight, as this one is a mega lesson and it's loaded with so many different strategies of ways that you can generate more revenue in your studio with what you currently have. So go and grab a cup of tea and get a notepad and get ready for this one. As a studio owner, when we think about introducing new ways to generate income into our business, I've noticed that a lot of people put it in the too hard basket. I hear people say that they don't have the time, and my response is, you don't have the time to generate more income. Now, let's be really honest here, because you would know by now that I'm a pretty honest and direct guy. Who wouldn't want to increase profit by working just a little bit harder up front to generate ongoing additional revenue streams? As a dance studio owner, your core income would be coming from group classes, and that's a given, and I don't need to go into the process and in further detail around this, as we've covered it in previous lessons, but some studios stop right there. And they don't go to the next step or the next step. So they might not introduce private lessons, and then they might not explore further opportunities around venue hire. So in a dance studio, there are 11 core income streams. And today I'm going to go through this list with you, but let's go through them straight away, right up front. Let's check out what these 11 things are, because I know you're probably thinking, what are these 11 streams? So group lessons, private lessons, uniforms and merchandise, a shop, you know, if you've got food and drinks, running workshops, venue hire, birthday parties, costumes, exams, concerts or recitals, and online products. So let's start with private lessons, as we already know about group lessons. So private lessons are a great way for your teachers to make additional income as well as your business, but the benefits don't stop there. It's also fantastic for retention. In the studios that I've worked with, you know, students that have private lessons are more likely to stay longer at a studio than those who don't. There are two main ways to structure private lessons. Number one is that the student can pay the teacher directly, and you offer this as an additional service for your students, and it helps with teacher retention as you're doing them a favor. Therefore, it's making you money or saving you money in the long run. Or the student can pay you and you take a certain percentage of the fee to cover the cost of rent and utilities. Another bonus is that private lessons are certainly a great way to use studio space when it's vacant. Now, let's move on to uniforms and merchandise. The studios that I've been working with privately have been killing it in this retail store space. They have set up a small designated space to sell retail items for their studio, sometimes in the office area, and they sell everything from branded studio uniform items to studio merchandise. This means you can purchase the items wholesale, meaning that the margin you make on these items is much higher. You need to be clever here though, as you certainly don't want to be holding on to a huge amount of stock that you don't want to be able to move. In regards to your uniform, if you're just starting out, I just want you to create a couple of key pieces and start from there. Items that are you know, popular include tracksuits, singlets, tops and shorts or pants. I encourage my clients to survey their students first before taking action and getting uniforms made. You know, once you have the intel back from your students and have sourced someone to make the uniform, announce the new items to your studio and schedule the dressmaker to come in for a few days during 1 week to measure up students. This is the most cost-effective way to do it. Use the principle of scarcity and let your studio know that you won't be taking any more uniform orders until a certain date. This will create a need it now mentality for your students, and therefore bringing in more orders in the one hit rather than in dribs and drabs, and also meaning that no stock is sitting on the floor gaining dust. I've seen that happen a lot of times. So in regards to merchandise, again, start with a limited range. You know, drink bottles and towels have been really popular with studios that I've worked with privately. You know, there's a great website called Alibaba where you can purchase these types of items in bulk and really inexpensively. Simply Google it and have a browse around to see what's going to work for your studio. And again, talk to your students around, you know, what they would love. Would they love a water bottle, maybe a little backpack, maybe a shoulder bag? You know, what are they going to be using? What are they going to be loving? What are they going to be taking around? Because, you know, the additional benefit of having a uniform and merchandise is that your students wear them to the local store before and after class, which is great advertising for your studio. And if they look amazing, well, then it will certainly grab the eye of your local community. Now, having a shop to purchase drinks and some snacks isn't going to make you the big bucks, I know that, but it's certainly going to add to your bottom line. Simply by having a fridge with some water and some healthy juices along with some snacks can certainly give your bank account a little bit of a boost. On your busier days and nights in the studio, you may want to bring in some more substantial items for lunch or dinners. This seems to work, you know, more on like an honesty basis. So it's really great. You know, a few studios I've worked with, you know, are parents who actually run the shop during these busier times who also prepare all the larger meals, and then they take the costs and the profits, and that either goes back to the studio or contributes to a fundraising kitty. It's a really great way to do it. The next additional revenue stream is workshops. This is one of my favorite streams on the list. There are plenty of dance studios that are running holiday workshops, but right now I want to run you through the various ways you can run workshops and how to make the most from these events, both financially and to ensure that you're giving big value to the dancers that are coming along. So let's define the different types of workshops, as there are six. So the internal once-off internal teacher workshop. This is when you run a once-off workshop for a couple of hours for your current students with a teacher that's already working for you. You could organize a few teachers to take a number of dance classes back to back and make it a dance class marathon, which you would obviously charge for. To be honest, this is not going to be the most profitable way to run a workshop, but it certainly, definitely helps with retention. The next one is the internal once-off guest teacher workshop. You can run a number of different age group and level workshops with a guest teacher. This may be during the holidays or one afternoon when the studio is free. Students would pay additionally for this class. Although we'll discuss retention in upcoming modules, the added benefit of this is the fact that your students will love it and post all about it over social media, which is increases your brand awareness and retention of current students. Now, the multiple day internal teacher workshop. These are your regular holiday 2 to 5 day workshops you run for your existing students. You put on a number of classes daily with your existing teachers for different age groups and levels. During these days, you could also provide lunch for the students and include the catering and the cost. Pricing for these multiple days could be a per day cost, then a discounted rate if they do or 2 or 5 days. Now, let's look at the multiple day guest teacher workshop. This is the same as I just mentioned, but in this scenario, you bring in a number of guest teachers to take some classes. This creates a bigger wow factor for your students, as the teachers and styles are new and exciting. You're able to charge more for these workshops, and again, you can include catering in the price. We then have the external, once-off, and multiple-day guest teacher workshops. There's one major word difference in this, and that's external. This is a very important difference, as I've implemented this strategy with a number of studio clients who have increased their workshop income and also enrolled new students from running these events. Again, this is a once-off workshop for maybe 1.5 hours per age group or level with guest teachers, and is open to the general public. The power is in how you advertise this workshop. This is really important, so I want you to pay attention. I know you might feel a little bit bamboozled at the moment. Remember, you can always go back over these videos, but this bit is really crucial and you want to get this bit right. So you want to give this workshop a name, or if you're using just one high profile guest teacher, simply use their name. Your studio branding doesn't need to be all over this. Instead, you create an individual brand for your workshop. You may call it Explosion Dance Workshop. The venue is your studio, but it's about bringing dancers from all over your area and beyond to the workshop. This is certainly not an exercise in poaching students from other studios, but simply a way for you to give back, provide an awesome experience for local dancers, and earn additional revenue. Now, every good studio should have a good mixture of all of these types of workshops. You may run a large external workshop annually, so it becomes an important date in everyone's calendar each year, plus a few internal workshops to provide new opportunities to your students while increasing your profit. Now, if you've ever had your own studio, you know, that you actually own or you rent or you lease, there are probably times when you have space free that could be hired out to external hirers. I've worked with a number of studio owners over the years to really increase the use of their free space through external hirers. Now, I want you to think outside the box, and I want you to create a list of local businesses that could potentially use your studio. So let's start creating a bit of a list together, and you can see it up on the screen here. We've got Pilates, you know, yoga, meditation classes, community or meetup groups, preschools or local schools for sport. Well, this is a great opportunity to maximize your revenue. It's also super cool as many people that are going to be utilizing your space and becoming aware of your business, you know, and these are people that might not have known you even existed. So I love that aspect. Depending on what country you live in, you can advertise your space for rent through directory sites, including Craigslist, Gumtree. You can also look around your local area, including shopping centers and malls that may have notice boards that you can put up posters for your venue saying that it's available for hire. So I want you actually to take action on this right now. This is something you can do straight away and start earning income from. So create a list of 5 industries you could target to let them know about your space. You have available, you know, from what we just discussed, local schools, groups, Pilates, yoga, meditation, the list goes on. Workshop this, brainstorm this with your team. Then within those industries, make a list of the businesses that you can approach. Shoot them through an email, or better yet, pick up the phone and have a chat to them. This is a great job for your office staff or interns if you have them. So something that could be a little bit left field that you may want to think about is offering local businesses dance classes during lunch breaks. This is a great, fun, and creative way for teams to bond, not to mention an alternative to competitive team sports. You would charge the company a fee per person per week on an 8-week course, as an example. Over the 8 weeks, they could learn just one style, maybe a little routine that they could perform at a work event, or you can mix it up a bit. Again, this will mean your studio is getting used when it's generally empty, plus you'll be getting in mums and dads from your local area that, you guessed it, probably have children who are planning or are planning to have children. This is a great example of making money while you market. We love that. So right now, I'd love you now to make another list, a list of 10 local businesses that ideally have more than 10 staff who you could approach about corporate dance classes. You know, you could even create your own corporate dance program. That'd be pretty awesome. Give it a fun name and push the benefits of team bonding, exercise, and fun. You know, it's a great alternative, as I mentioned, to competitive sport. There is stacks of research out there around employees being disengaged and loads of evidence that proves exercise, laughter, and taking a break from the desk increases engagement. And that's what all employers want. Put together your case and start developing your corporate lunchtime program. Also remembering that you don't need to take the class yourself. I'm not about creating more work for you, I promise. This could be great for one of your teachers who's looking for more work. Okay, so this one's going to greatly excite you. or it's going to make you want to pull out your hair. Birthday parties. Now, some studios don't operate on weekends, and if you do, it's generally a Saturday, not a Sunday. So, you know, birthday parties are another great source of additional income. Plus, it's another killer opportunity for your ideal students to be exposed to your space. Now, I know what you're thinking. Great, Clint, more work. Well, actually, yes, it's more work that you get paid for, or you simply form a partnership with one or a few local party companies, and they can hire the space from you, run the parties, clean up. I know that cleaning up's important, and then they can leave. You simply get a fee, and you're able to enjoy your weekends. Alternatively, you can run the parties in-house and have your teachers run the party. The choice is yours. I've seen both ways work really well for different studios, depending on the owner. Now, I want you to have a think and make a decision whether you want to create your own party brand or if you want to partner with an existing party business and rent them your space. One tip here for whatever you decide is that you ensure every child who attends the party receives some information about your studio along with an exclusive offer for attending the party. I'll talk more about enrollment offers when we come to marketing, but it could be, you know, a 2-week free trial for new students only. You may give them a magnet or a flyer or a key ring. Think of something that, you know, their parents will keep and that encourages them to take action. So I would say make the offer only valid for the next 7 days. Since I just explained parties, I wanted to share with you one way you can promote your parties, and that's through group buying deals. Sites like Groupon, Spreets, Living Social are a great place to promote your parties. Even if you only make a small amount of profit, think about how many ideal students it will bring through your door. More on marketing though in our awesome upcoming modules. Here we go, wowzers, costumes. Now, I've got to say that some studios aren't really commercially savvy when it comes to costumes for performances and concerts, and some just create more work for themselves while digging their business into more debt. Generally, with costumes, you do one of two things. You have costumes made and the students and parents buy them outright, or you have costumes made, you pay for them, and then you hire them out, meaning that over the lifetime of the costumes, you could be making some serious additional revenue on these, as well as saving you the headache of having, you know, new costumes made over and over again. The biggest challenge about hiring out your costumes, I've seen from some of our private clients and our clients in our VIP membership forum, is storage. You know, I've recently worked with a couple of studios, and what we did was arrange with a local fancy dress business to store their costumes there, and it's working really well. The commercial arrangement is that the fancy dress hire store will store the studio's costumes, and in return, the store can hire these out, and a percentage of the hire fee goes back to the studio. It's really a win-win situation. You have storage, plus you get to make money and get back your costumes when you need them without having to pay a fee. Now, getting back to those studio owners who end up getting into debt. Costumes and their prices should never come as a shock or surprise to your parents and students. I certainly agree with trying to find the best prices for materials, dressmakers, and ready-to-wear items, but you also need to be paid for your time sourcing all of these items and coordinating the entire costume process. Depending on the size of your studio, it may be that you or your costume manager or your staff working on the project, you know, manage this. The biggest mistake that studio owners make when delivering their costumes and really getting into their costume process is giving parents a price before actually working out a budget. You know, I get it. It's more work, but this exercise, which could take you a few hours, maybe 2 hours at the max, is going to save you plenty more hours down the track and, more importantly, money. Ensure you have all the figures written down, add your margin for the time that you're putting into the process, and then give parents the price. To take the financial pressure off your families when it's concert or recital time, you may also allow people to pay a certain amount of extra cash, every term or every month with their fees. This acts as a little bit of a piggy bank for them so that there's money for costumes when they really need it. So, exams. If you run a studio, exams can be an additional revenue stream. Some studios are comfortable just charging their students the straight exam fee, while others will add a very small admin fee on top just to cover the costs of the additional work that goes into putting your students through exams. Depending on what you're comfortable on implementing, again, make sure that these are not shock costs to your parents. All of these expenses should be outlined up front or at least with 8 weeks' notice. Now, your concert. Your annual concert or recital is a really exciting time for everyone. It's also a very busy time of year. There are many expenses associated with running events, such as the venue. Sure, you're going to be making money by selling tickets to the event, but one additional way to generate further income is through sponsorship. You know, many local business owners would love to get in front of your parents, students, friends, and families. You know, through logo placement on your website, the program, or in emails promoting the event, you can easily generate further income without too much additional work. Simply create a list of 20 or so local businesses like health clubs, hairdressers, beauty salons, local supermarkets, and send them through an email that talks about your concert and the type of people that will be attending and telling them that they're their ideal clients. You know, put together two sponsorship packages that include the ideas I mentioned and charge them a fee. The fee is going to be dependent on the size of your audience you're expecting and also the area that your studio is located. Now, online products. You may be scratching your head with this one because it is a new concept in the dance studio world, but one that is really taking off. You know, in Studio Success Formula, you know, this is an online product that you're watching right now. And so I want you to start thinking of what online products could you create and sell to your students and parents. It could be a series of short must-have warm-up stretches for the morning to increase flexibility, maybe some videos on how to master your triple pirouette. Sure, they could go online and look at this, but they want your stuff. They love you, they love the studio, and they're your students. So get out a camera and start filming. You could sell your online products starting at around $27 and they go up from there. You know, some of our private clients and also members in our VIP membership have set up private monthly subscription models for their students and is generating, you know, thousands of dollars per month. For more information, you know, about setting up your online products, jump on over right now to the VIP membership forum and I'll talk you through the process. So there you have it, you know, an entire list of strategies of how you can add additional income streams to your studio. Yeah, I totally understand. It's a lot of work to do up front, but once you create the systems and procedures, that's it. You know, you create it once and you see a continual return. Please remember that you don't need to implement all of these things into your studio at once or at all. It's certainly not about being money hungry or greedy. It's about running a business that makes a great profit while you're providing an awesome experience to your students and also to your parents. So right now, I want you to select two ways that you can start either generating new income from or further boost your income through one of the strategies you're currently doing, but know you could leverage more if you spend a little bit more time on it. Thank you so much again for joining me on the lesson. I hope you're getting massive value so far out of the Studio Success Formula program. We're only a tiny way into the program. There is so much more to cover with you. I'm really excited to take you further and deeper into this journey. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you in our next lesson. Bye for now.